ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers! For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Back here in Branson, Missouri, it's time for the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Central Heating and Cooling, where comfort exceeds expectation. Give old Matt Barton a call at 425-4717. Check some stats for you real quick. Zach Harris leading the Bombers with 6 points. Matt Jones with four. Wyatt Gilbert hit that buzzer-beating three to give himself 5 points. And Austin Tate hit a pair of free throws in the first quarter to give himself five. On the other side, for the Lake Hamilton Wolves, Johnny Winston, their leading scorer so far with 11 points. Bit of a sprinkling scoring effort for Lake Hamilton so far. Winston doing the majority of the damage in that second quarter. A lot of backdoor cuts. He shot a lot of free throws in that quarter. Please be joined at the desk by Lady Bomber head coach Del Leonard. Del, congratulations on the win, moving to 3-0 on the season.
Thank you. I appreciate the second quarter, the second quarter.
Talk about Aunt Grace Foreman, another great night out of her. You've had three really good ball games out of her. It seems like she, you know, you got some, of course, some excellent talent, you know, some guards that are going to play at Pitt State and some that are getting other looks from colleges around the state and the area. But it seems like she's the one that makes it go. If she's going, then the rest of the team kind of gets going as well.
We say it for years, the most, I guess, the highest compliment you can give any player is she makes those runs. And they got to make a decision if they're going to try to guard her one-on-one, which is tough to do. And if they have to help, at least with another player, a lot of times we always say you've got to get at least one and a half. She really makes two after, you know, going to get
I mean, there were times this evening she had two and three girls on her, and she was still able to get where she wanted.
She's creating really good looks for the other teammates. You got to look at the team. We got some guards that are slashers and kind of drivers, and that's how they play, and that's what they do well. So we want them to do that. And we got some kids who can slide up out there and get the rhythm three. And a little bit, you know, they often do a little bit of everything, but they know what they do well. And we tell them, look, where you do well, do that. Because Hand Grace allows them to do that. She's a special talent. We've had some, you go back to Kim Burgess and Katie Caffer. I just, the numbers that Anna Grace is putting on is pretty impressive. I mean, it's been a better bubble that she's having for a year and throwing some block shots. She makes everybody better on the defensive end, too, because they have, you know, they might have a breakdown and she's always there to help. Honestly, she may be the best out there. For a 6'2" coach player that moves like she does, you just don't see it. And her skill set has gotten so much better. And I'll give Coach Davis a lot of credit for that. And, you know, her experience in high school, college, playing the post, and the things she's able to do for Andrews and all of our kids. You know, we looked at Kyra and Andrews last year. Just, you know, Andrews is an excellent student, and she'll go on to college and get her degree, and she's going to have a great life. And I told her, look, keep doing what we're doing. I'm going to have to lock college coaches out of the team. You know, I don't care what she does in college, or if she turns or she doesn't. I just want her to be the best Lady Bomber that she can be. And right now, she's doing a little bit.
Oh, you know, of course, you got the final game, you know, chance to win the Branson Battle of the Border tomorrow afternoon against the host team, Branson Pirates. You know, a quick turnaround, less than 24 hours between now and then. What are your some things that you're looking for out of your girls, and what are some expectations out of them?
We get better every day. You know, we looked, like I said last night, and the kids else is really good outside of, you know, the player we're talking about. And she kind of put us on her back and carried us. You know, tonight I thought that we were better with executing and better on her. We looked at quick in the first half. And I thought we were shooting the defense at times and reversing the ball and giving her a chance to get under it. And then we were shooting too quick and the winner stuck out.
Here, you know, I've been with you guys for a while. I've seen it just all over Mountain Home. Your girls, they stick around and watch the boys. Not a lot of schools can say that. You know, you'll see a lot of your girls at the other events that they're not playing in the front row in the volleyball games, but they're not playing at the soccer games, the softball, the baseball games. It's something very rare to see a girls' team support their boys and be excited for them as much as for their success as much their own. And the boys are the same. Looking over, I mean, Indy's mostly a Bomber crowd next to
this.
Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Dale, thanks for the time.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. We're going to take a short little break, come back to action. Actually, we're going to keep it here as they're ready to throw it in. They cut a little time off at the end of halftime.